Turundusdoktor aitab.
And we are moving on to our very last part, and this one comes also today from the creative industry. And the question is following. Hi, we are a team of creative artists, and one of our members has invited a new tool for creative weaving that will help weavers create innovative solution for the textiles. We want to sell the tool, but it takes time to educate the market how to use it. How should we create the demand faster?
Mm-hmm. I thought this is a really interesting question because it's so central to that gap between an idea and reaching your market so you can sell it. It's wrapped up in that, all sorts of challenges. I think that there are a couple of things that could be done, and one of them is around how you build that relationship with your audience, with your market. So that can be done directly just by saying, look, this is our new product and this is what it does, or it could be by building relationships in other ways. So even things like the clapping app I mentioned, you know, looking at fun ways of engaging people, getting people hooked. Is there a kind of weaving app you could develop, for example, that can almost creates a kind of mini sport out of the ideas that you have, and it links it back to the new technology, so it builds awareness. Is there a way of having participatory activities linked to festivals or events? I commissioned a few years ago, when I was running a program as part of European Capital of Culture in Portugal, I commissioned a kind of mass participatory weaving program.
Wow.
With different communities contributing different, you know, weaving different parts of which became a really big public art textile interventions that almost dressed the city. You know, it's been done quite a lot, this kind of model. I know that this is something that's been done in Kaunas, for example, in Lithuania. So there is the way of building awareness around what you're doing through commissioning, you know, participatory public art activities. Or you could do a sponsored, you know, 24-hour weave-a-thon or something, you know, things like that build that kind of profile. And then a final thing, I suppose, is around being really kind of solutions orientated. So how do you build an awareness from your core market of how this will change their practice and create opportunities for them? What's the return on investment for any consumer, and making that really clear? So that could be done, and it goes back to another point, could be done through having some kind of YouTube thing, you know, having, you know, commissioning content that demonstrates the value that this has, and getting that validated through Vox Pops and things, so people actually become your champions, because the users need to be your champions it's much more powerful than you saying how important it is. So that kind of activity, I think, would be worthwhile exploring. And can you tour it? Can you take it around the country to in different ways, you know, to build awareness, you know, bring it physically in situ, in testing it in different workplaces to see how it affects change.
Very good. What I was suggesting, would like to suggest was that they should not also try to sell the tool, but also to sell the patterns, patterns and instructions, how you can use the tool. Otherwise, the tool might be a good thing, but if you cannot use it, if it seems a bit complicated, so people don't get the wow out of the results. So probably this type of things, they're trying to find out how to include the patterns and everything on the package, so it's not only the tool but everything, you can how to learn it, and then already the best people can also make some kind of educational programs and educate further, so it also will help to grow the interest and to grow the market.
Definitely. And, you know, you're kind of widening the shoulders of it. Masterclasses, you know, weekend breaks, weavers for beginners, or, you know, things that kind of make it much more accessible and fun.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ton. It was so interesting to listen to you. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. You know that we love to solve it. Thank you.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.